Hey there, Jen here, and this is a happy bit. I just want to say, I think you're all amazing. Thank you for being amazing. You inspire me every day with your emails, your messages, your thoughts. And we have another great message from our friend Sarah Bates today. She has the best tip. In fact, her tip could be the entire happy bit. And we're going to come to that in just a moment. But first, a word from our sponsor. Okay, I told you that Sarah has an amazing tip, especially for those of you who feel busy. And for those of you who want to have greater positivity and happiness, but sometimes you get stuck in the daily grind or helping kids and dishes and laundry and all of that stuff, well, Sarah has a brilliant idea. Take a listen.
Hi, Jen. This is Sarah Bates calling in for a mid-February check-in. And I have to say that although February sucks, I'm finding that my gratitude practice is helping me keep a little bit of a higher vibration. And I wanted to tell you that as a busy mom of really, really little kids, 4 and 2, I feel like I need to use a lot of my quiet time for a lot of different things because they're so demanding. So I've taken to kind of condensing a one-word journal with my gratitude practice. And I've been writing 3 things that I'm grateful for on my bathroom mirror in Sharpie every morning, and then all day long whenever I stop into the bathroom, I see these things as a reminder. So it's always in my face, and I'm doing it every day, and I'm seeing it all day, and it's really, really been helping me, as you can probably tell by the sound of my voice, and it's gray 36 and February still as I'm making this call. So anyway, I just wanted to call and share that with you and to say I love the show as always. Keep up the great work. I love what you're doing. Bye.
Totally sweet, right? Who doesn't have time to take a marker and write a few gratitudes on your mirror every day, especially the bathroom you use frequently? Not only will you enjoy that positivity, but if your kids can read, they'll get the idea too. When we focus on the energy of gratitude and we shift our mind to the positive, we not only feel better, we cause a release of endorphins that feel good, we get our brain on the right track, but we also open ourselves to greater abundance. When we're grateful, we open ourselves to receive more. That which we focus on increases. So that is my challenge for you today. Write down 3 positives or 3 gratitudes on your mirror every day and focus on those and see how it helps you feel. Sarah feels amazing doing this, and I think it's a fantastic tip. Thank you so much for sharing that, Sarah. And if you have thoughts about Sarah's tip or anything else we've discussed on the podcast, be sure to call in and leave us a message. Remember, I gave you a tip how to add Vibrant Happy Women to your phone as a contact, and this is the number you need to put in there. 608-352-6586. Again, that's 608-352-6586. Give us a call. Let us know your thoughts. Also, Vibrant Happy Women Madison Meetup. It's coming up March 20th. I'm so excited. If you live in the Madison area or anywhere and you want to be there, just shoot me an email at support@jenridey.com and I will email you all the details. I would love, love, love to meet you. I will be back on Monday talking with Erica Mandy all about fear and how every good thing is on the other side of fear. Fear keeps you small, but if you put fear in the back seat and take charge of your choices, whoa, amazing things happen. And Erica is going to share how that worked for her. I will see you Monday. And until then, have a phenomenal weekend. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women podcast at www.jenridey.com.